It's 1:37 now, and I'm just getting to my parents' place. I'm gonna get a couple hours of sleep before I have to get up again to catch my flight. Not as much sleep as I hoped I would get. They gave me a seat right away. Exit row, plenty of space. I'm looking forward to getting to the gate. I'm glad this worked out and there was no issue with the flight being overbooked. All right, I just made it through immigration and I'm headed once again on the airport train. Even though the flight to Turkey is pretty short, it's about 3 hours. We're just good because I can go to the lounge and relax a bit for the next 45 minutes or so before we start boarding. Some detail that I really love here at Zurich Airport is this counter here, which tells me exactly how long, down to the second, how long it's gonna take me to get on the next train, which I think is something so valuable at airports where you spend so much time waiting. Here you have a clear idea of like how many seconds it's gonna take until the train arrives and you can get on. My flight seems to be on time and I'm headed to the gate. Pleasant surprise, they just gave me a free upgrade into business class, so sometimes things just work out. I came here thinking that they might not even have a seat for me and now I got a free upgrade, so. Passport control for immigration, and then I should see two of the other team members right after going through customs. Made it through passport control, I'm now officially in Turkey, and I'm looking forward to meeting two of the other Centas guys who I think have arrived just around the time now. We've checked into our Airbnb, and our hosts are giving us a tour of the neighborhood, pointing out nice shops and cafes. Kebab here in Istanbul. Pretty good food. What I like about it is that it's always for share. So we just got a big plate in the middle with a bunch of stuff and then shared our meal. And now we're walking back onto this big shopping and just lovely street. We're not quite sure if there's a party going on or a protest. Let's see. Quite an interesting mix. They're having these armored police cars and then friendly street artists in the background. Definitely a very lively place, very, very vibrant. I think it's mostly friendly, but I think the fact that we don't understand what's going on adds a bit of tension.